This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More Colorado schools are opening today, and Governor Polis is asking families to be vigilant if they think their child may have COVID-19.
If your child has symptoms, consult your doctor, get tested if it's needed. Tests are free, quick, and easy. If you don't do that, that a small irresponsible act of sending a kid with a runny nose to school might lead to your whole school closing.
Classes begin in Douglas County and Colorado Springs District 11 today with a mix of remote and in-person learning. Colorado universities, including CU Boulder and Colorado State, begin their fall semesters today. CPR's Paolo Josseter reports.
Several health precautions are being taken by colleges in order to mitigate the spread of COVID-19, including socially distanced classes and widespread testing for people on campus. The pandemic has devastated the budgets of higher education across the state due to lower-than-average enrollment. Several universities have enacted furloughs and pay cuts in an effort to reduce their deficit. I'm Paul Shasta, CPR News.
Denver city leaders say they will press charges against people who broke windows and set fire at police headquarters over the weekend. Murphy Robinson is an executive director, the executive director, of the Denver Department of Public Safety. Robinson, who is black, says violence does not advance racial justice.
The public needs to know that you do not represent us. Stop using the color of my skin as an excuse to tear up my city.
Police arrested 12 people Saturday night. The state says it will review how emergency medical providers use ketamine to control people in custody. That comes a year after paramedics used a strong dose of ketamine to subdue Elijah McClain, who was 23 when he died in police custody in Aurora. That case is the subject of several investigations. The state health department says its ketamine review will examine the drug's use in the field and state oversight mechanisms. This is CPR News.